I pick a hotel and figure it's pretty nice, good reviews, and fairly close to downtown Georgetown, maybe 10 minutes. And so I go to the Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice hotel, the Grand Cayman Marriott. It's very nice. Pretty place and all that. And I'm not big on joining these programs. I'm in a couple of frequent flyer programs, and I know they're just a total pain in the ass to deal with. You want to fly. Oh, well, we can get you on a 2 a.m. flight 57 weeks from next Thursday, you know.
Yeah.
So I have very low expectations of these programs, but I'm checking in, and the nice young lady at the desk says, are you a member of the Marriott Rewards program?
Here we go, yeah.
Where you stay so many nights, then you start getting free nights at their hotels or upgraded rooms, you know, and all of that stuff. And I said, no, I'm not. And she said, well, why don't you join them? Okay, and sign my name here. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, you're spending quite a bit of time with us, so it'll probably be enough for a free night in another Marriott hotel. All right, so I sign up. Yesterday, I get my first Marriott Rewards statement. Now, for the time I spent there, I should have gotten like 12, 14,000 points. And it says 1,010 points.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of skimpy.
And I sent in an inquiry, and it said, oh, because you arranged your stay and prepaid, and I did. I paid the whole thing. I wasn't freeloading off anybody. Through a travel agency that booked, you know, the whole package where I have car and driver waiting at the airport and all that stuff. Because you didn't pay the hotel directly, you only get reward points for the incidentals that you paid on the day you left. And that's where you phony bastard. What the hell kind of a scam is this? Yeah. Well, those are our rules. I made it a point to go to the Marriott Hotel's website and look up their rewards program, and the rules don't say one thing about anything like that. So Marriott is on my guess what list, and I will never again spend a penny in a Marriott hotel.
Huh.
And at one time years ago, I owned stock in Marriott.
Well, yeah.
Nice return out of it. But now I hate them. I hate Marriott hotels. I will never again set foot in a Marriott hotel. And they're on my list along with American Airlines and U.S. Airways, two just absolutely horrible airlines. And I got a whole bunch of American points I've got to burn up, and I'm going to use one of the partner airlines. I can fly Japan Airlines with American Airlines points and actually fly a real airline, Japan, or Cathay Pacific, which is a great airline.
Oh. But where does Cathay Pacific go?
Hong Kong. It's Hong Kong's flag carrier. Yeah. Great airline. Great airline. The Asian airlines are the best anyway. Japan, Cathay, Singapore.
Mm.
Great airlines. Just great airlines. And you look at what we have to put up with in this country, and you just want to think, my God, shut them all down and invite Japan and Singapore and Cathay and airlines like that to open subsidiaries in this country and show these dopes how to run an airline.
Well, the simpleton question, which is, that's my category, the simpleton question is, why, if these airlines are successful, what did they do that makes them successful that the American airlines can't look at and emulate and well, copy and do?
They're run by sane people.
All that.
Now, the U.S., the nation, the flag carrier, domestic airline that is most imitated around the world, and there are copies of it in Europe and Asia, is Southwest, because they have a business formula that works.
And their stock
Southwest makes money. It's the only one that does.
Stock was up
yesterday,
too.
And it's been imitated in Europe, in Asia, because it was created by Herb Kelleher, a very smart guy, and it's run by very intelligent people. The rest of these airlines, they're just crap. They ought to be ashamed to even try to get a plane off the ground. They're so awful. But Marriott hotels, they're out.
No more Marriott.
No more Marriott. I'm an old travel guy. I spent a lot of years in the travel industry. the owner, co-owner of a chain of agencies in Chicago for 25 years. I know a little bit about how these things are supposed to work. And now, I hate Marriott.
Across
that
the
information
board.
And do with it as you will. It's 5:27 already. Once again, the fates have conspired to bring us together here on the KSFO morning program, where people with real minds come together and circle the wagons in defense against the crazed liberals who are the majority in the Bay Area. By their deeds ye shall know them, and their deeds are manifestly crazier in this area than anywhere else on the planet. And yet we, with the heart and soul of conservatism, we persist, survive, and thrive.
And thrive.
Against all obstacles. Yep, on my people I hate list.